22 minutes away from four. Tuesday's drive across Brentwood, Billericay and surrounding areas. Whatever you're doing, if you are driving, great. If you're not, that's okay. You can stick around if you like. You're more than welcome. In the news, I was just looking at the telly box that we've got Sky on at the moment, and there was a quote from Boris. Not recently, but a while back, because he's still missing in action. Regarding the third runway at Heathrow, what was it? 415 votes to 119 for the third runway. Tory MPs under orders to support the government. Boris, of course, notably absent because apparently he's backpacking in Afghanistan. I think that's a late gap year for him. I think the old Etonians do things at a more leisurely pace. I see the mob round here voted for, as did my lot up in Chelmsford. But the interesting quote from Boris some time ago was, because he was against this runway at Heathrow. He's quoted as saying that if need be, he would lay down in front of the bulldozers and protest. Now, I'm all for a laugh. I think politics should be accessible to us all, and at the same time providing a certain degree of entertainment. And nothing would be more amusing and a good earner, actually. I mean, we could charge admissions for this. People will pay good money to see Boris lay down in front of a bulldozer and just, you know, on the floor, like that. You know, bulldozer not 6 feet away. Will it? Won't it? So, answers on a postcard. If you'd pay good money to see that, write to your local MP. Anyway, what I don't understand is why we still have to arrive 2.5 hours before the flight. Surely, we can just like turn, like for buses, you know, every 15 minutes, if you miss one, you just get to the corner of the road, you see it going down the street, and you go, that's all right, there'll be another one in 15 minutes, not a problem. Exact change, please. Can't we do that with the airports? Just go, I feel like going to Scotland today. I feel like going to Madrid. Or wherever. Let's take a day trip to Netherlands or somewhere. Just turn up and get on a plane. You know, sort of 15 minutes notice. Have the quick pat down as they fondle around all your lumpy bits. And I always get the beep. Whatever happens, it must be my face. I always get the pat down. And I'm always scared because I just know they're going to want to investigate and find out exactly what's going on about my person. Very unnerving, especially when you know you've got nothing in your pockets. You know you're completely on. You're as honest as the day is long, and you walk through that little thing, and you get some. What have I got on me? And you do that thing where, when you're doing the metal detector, what you do is you stand up, don't you? And you do that. You pretend to make all those actions and go, right, I haven't got any change in my pockets. You do that sort of, no, nothing there. Is there nothing down there either. You make that point. But only when the security person the other side of the detector is staring at you to say, yes, I know I've checked my pockets. It's not the belt buckle. It's that one thing you've got. You've got your finger on the button and you're just pressing it just for the fun of it, just to make people like us a little bit nervous, as if being afraid of flying wasn't bad enough.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh.